Don, many said that you probably would say you weren't feeling your best out there today, but still were able to get those results. So, A, if that is that true, and B, how'd you do it?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate. Yeah, I mean, I definitely didn't feel, like, great out there, but good enough to get the job done, I guess. You know, fastball was good, slider was good. I just threw one changeup, so, yeah, it was just effective enough.
What felt a little off for you?
I just think, like, stamina-wise, I'm just not fully there yet. I mean, everything feels good, so I think it's just building up from there.
Sean, with the way that you altered your arm angle midway through last season, does that allow you a little more leeway just in terms of deception on days where maybe your stuff isn't as good as you'd like it to be?
Yeah, I think. I think it definitely plays into it. I don't know how much, but I definitely think it plays into it.
Did you know that was going to be the case coming out? Because obviously striking out the side in the first inning, you would think from the outside you were feeling pretty good at that point. Were you, or were you fighting it even then?
Sorry, but
like when you strike out the side in the first inning, were you already even fighting it despite the results, or?
No, I think it was those long innings. I think it was the second inning again. It's just been kind of taken out of me. So, I think that's just got to do a better job of getting ahead of guys and putting them away.
Is the stamina just part of it when you come back for the first time, just getting into game action again like that, like the intensity? Is that what kind of the adjustment stamina-wise?
Yeah, I think so. It's hard to – I'm definitely like an adrenaline guy, and, I feel like every big league game I get that kind of adrenaline, and, it's hard to replicate anywhere else. So, I think just to – getting more reps at the big league level, I think, is what's going to work.